This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on patient Lynn Savitsky. I'll spell the last name. Date is January 23, 2024. Her last name is Savitsky, S for Sam, A for Apple, V for Victor, I for India, T for Tom, Z for Zebra, K for Kite, Y. First name is Lynn, L for Larry, Y, N for Nancy, N for Nancy, period, new paragraph. She is a 70-year-old female patient who comes with a history of progressive shortness of breath and chest pain for last 6 to 12 months, period, new paragraph. Approximately 6 to 12 months ago, she started noticing shortness of breath on activity, period. Generally, she has not noticed any shortness of breath at rest, period. When she tries to do her regular activity at home, and she would get short of breath, then she has to stop doing what she's doing and take few deep breaths by concentrating on breathing, period. The shortness of breath has progressively worsened. WORSE for Europe, N for Nancy, E for Europe, D for David, period. And she has not been walking for 3 years due to ankle problem, period. Prior to that, she used to walk regularly and she could do many activities without any symptoms, period. A patient had a surgery for ankle about 3 years ago, but it did not benefit her, period. The new paragraph. She also complains of left lower parasternal chest pain, like a discomfort, which would happen anytime and may last for a few minutes, for example, like 2 to 3 minutes, period. It may happen once or twice in a day or sometime none for a few days, period. This also has been happening for 6 to 12 months without any radiation or without any precipitating features, period, and no accompanying features, period. New paragraph. History of dizziness with sudden change of position, period. History of palpitation where she feels that her heart is skipping beats sometime, period. History of occasional edema of feet, period. History of dizziness with sudden change of position, period. No history of syncope, period. Her functional capacity is limited because of shortness of breath and being inactive for at least 2 to 3 years, period. She gives history of heartburn, period. No history of any upper respiratory tract infection, coma, bleeding tendency, or any other GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. New paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, comma, diabetes, comma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction, period. History of hypercholesterolemia and she's on statin, period. The with treatment, her recent cholesterol was around 150 milligram person, period. She has a past history of hepatitis A, period. No history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. In July of 2021, she had a fall from her bike. B for boy, I for India, K for kite, E for Europe, period. She was subsequently noticed to have balance problem, period. New paragraph. Social history, she takes about 2 cups of coffee per day, period. She does not take, she occasionally takes alcohol and she does not smoke, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history, she had a menopause in her early 50s, period. New paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 76 due to myocardial infarction, period. Mother died, mother is alive at the age of 98 years, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Homan sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both pedal pulses, 2/4, period. No carotid, Bruy, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both periods approximately 130 over 80, 80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line and normal in character, period. There is a ejection systolic click. In supine position and in left lateral position, the ejection systolic click is followed by ejection systolic murmur 2/6 in the left lower parasternal area, which raises the possibility of tricuspid valve prolapse, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no other heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period, there are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grows within normal limit, period. Period. New paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm, and within normal limits, period. Analysis. In view of patient progressive shortness of breath, plan is to do the echocardiogram. To evaluate for any cardiomyopathy and left ventricular systolic and diastolic function, period. Clinical exam also raises the possibility of mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. Also, due to possibility of coronary artery disease, patient is advised to do coronary calcium score. The pros and cons were explained in detail. Pros, P-R-O-S, and cons, C for Charlie, O-N-S, were explained in detail, period. Patient then agreed, and she had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. In the meantime, she is advised to continue her statin therapy for hypercholesterolemia, period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one, progressive shortness of breath, And now shortness of breath on minimal activity, etiology unclear, next line number 2, chest pain, period, next line number 3, hypercholesterolemia, next line number 4, history of subarachnoid hemorrhage, July 2021, after a fall from her bike, B for boy, I for India, K for kite, E for Europe, period. Number 5, possible mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. Number 6, history of heartburn, period. New paragraph. Once again, patient says she has a balance problem since her fall from the bicycle. B for boy, I for India, C for Charlie, Y, C for Charlie, L for Larry, E for Europe, period. Number 6, history of heartburn, and number 7, occasional edema of feet, period. Number 7, occasional palpitation like a skip beats, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.